Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Spirit Led. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to two openings, please, with me this evening. If you brought a Bible, if not, look at your neighbor that has one and smile and slide over and maybe they'll share with you. Go to two openings, please. Proverbs chapter 3 and Romans chapter 8. Proverbs 3 and Romans 8. You're believing with me for utterance, right?
Yes.
Utterance is greatly affected by the hearer. Proverbs 3 and Romans 8. What the Lord's put on my heart, I'm not expecting to finish it tonight, but we will have some more opportunities. But it's big. It's very big. And it is one of the most important things you could ever learn. I know that's a big statement, but I say it advisedly. One of the most important things you, your children could ever learn. So believe with me and let the Lord minister to you on it. In Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with what?
Heart.
You don't trust God with your head. Romans 10 says, for with the heart man believes. Important to discern. You don't trust God with your mind. You think with your mind, not trust. You trust with your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. So he differs between the two. In all your ways. How many of your ways? This is important too. Don't imagine you can handle part of it and just get him involved on the tough ones. Huh? In how many of your ways?
All.
In all your ways, do what?
Acknowledge
him. Somebody say acknowledge him.
Acknowledge him.
Acknowledge him means acknowledge that he's there. Acknowledge he knows more than you do. Ask him for the direction and help. Get him involved. Don't exclude him. Include him. And if you'll do it, what did he say he would do? What did he say he would do? In all your ways, every part, everything, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Come on, tell me what he said. What he said he would do for you. He shall direct your paths. If God is directing your paths, are you going to wind up in the right place?
Yes.
Are you going to wind up in the good place?
Yes.
Where good things happen?
Yes.
You wind up in Prosperity Town.
Yes.
You wind up in Healingville.
Yes.
Hmm? You wind up in Victory City.
Yes.
When the Lord is directing your steps and your path. Let me read it again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. So when he tells you, do this, don't do this, you know already that leaning to your own understanding is an issue. And it's something you're gonna do if you don't learn how to do the other and don't make an effort to do the other. Elsewise, he wouldn't have brought it up. The Lord doesn't bring up things, don't do this, for no reason. If the Lord says, don't do this, what can you figure? That's what everybody's doing, and they need to quit. They need to change. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do what?
Lean
not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Glory to God. Now look in Romans, please. Romans chapter 8, and we'll begin in verse 14. He distinguishes in Romans 8 between the spirit that's in us and the spirit that's in the world. And he talks about what the Spirit does for us. In Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. There is a spirit of fear, and it will lead you if you let it. But you and I are not to be led by the spirit of fear. We're to be led by the Spirit of God. Sons of God can be, should be, led by the Spirit of God. Now, this is something that's not widely understood in the body of Christ. Brother Mack mentioned all of our association with Brother Hagin, and I thank God on a regular basis for what the Lord ministered to us about this through him. You don't get a lot of light and understanding about being led by the Spirit just everywhere and through every ministry. Have you noticed this?
Yes.
There's a lot of ministries, whole denominations, whole groups that are just woefully ignorant of this whole subject of being Spirit-led. And you got people, bless their hearts, they're still putting out fleeces. They're still flipping coins. You might know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about years ago. I'm talking about right now. And they're asking everybody and their brother what they think. And they're going by a general consensus and a majority opinion and every other thing. And that is not being led by the Spirit. And the head of the church taught Brother Hagin personally about how to be led by the Spirit, about identifying the inward witness, which is not an audible voice, and also stronger, more authoritative ways that the Spirit of God ministers. He has a great book called How to Be Led by the Spirit.
Right.
Used to be a white one with a blue dove on the front. If you haven't read that, let me encourage you, get that, feed on it, go through the Scriptures, because it's if you believe what he said, then this is not just something he got in study. The head of the church personally revealed it to him. And so this is should be a top priority. Well, he said here, you've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Fear puts you in bondage. The Bible said in Hebrews that through all their lifetime, people are subject to bondage because of the fear of death. Well, what will the truth do for you? Well, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
Amen.
And being led by Him will liberate you.
Yes.
Being led by fear will constrict you,
right,
will limit you. Again and again and again, it'll limit you and put you in bondage. And all of us have experienced some of this. And please, let's not presume where we sit tonight, we have arrived at being Spirit-led. How many would agree we can learn some things about this? We can come up another notch or 10. Come on, are y'all with me? In learning how to be led by the Spirit, would it affect our life?
Yes.
How would it impact us? I became convinced as a 16-year-old boy a few days ago that if I could learn how to hear from God, Keith had it made. I became convinced as a teenager, if I could learn how to hear from God, I had it made. Because I've already made up my mind, I'm going to do what he tells me to do. And I'm just convinced if I'll do what he tells me to do, everything's going to work out. Right? He's going to take care of everything. If I'm doing what he's telling me to do, everything has to work out. I got it made. And now, years later, I'm more convinced of it than ever. That is true. It's true. If you'll be led of him, He will lead you right out of confusion into glorious light. He will lead you out of sickness into health. He will lead you out of death into life. He will lead you out of debt into freedom, out of lack into prosperity. Come on, are you listening? He will lead you out of marriage hell into marriage bliss. He will. He will lead you out of fruitlessness into fruitfulness, into abundance. He will lead you into a good place, a broad place. But you got to follow. I said you got to follow. You got to identify His leadings and then follow. One of the first steps is just making a commitment in your heart. I'm going to be Spirit-led. I'm making up my mind. I'm going to be Spirit-led. I'm going to be a Spirit-led Christian. A huge number of Christians are not. They're not Spirit-led. You can be head-led. I said head-led. You can be, how many think that's a good idea to be head led? Millions of Christians are head led in most of what they do. You can be emotion led. You can be feeling led. And emotions are real. Oh yeah, feelings are real. And they can be powerful, but it doesn't make them God. I've heard people say, well, I just feel so strong. Yeah, but you can just be so wrong about it. A strong feeling doesn't mean it's right or that it's true. But if you're led by that feeling, you're not being led by the Spirit. If you're led by reasoning or statistics, what's rational, logical, that's being logic-led. It's not being Spirit-led. One of the greatest things, and I've been in the pursuit of this for a number of years now, as I begin to see it through Brother Hagin's ministry, and the things that the Lord gave him, I saw this is a discipline. And it's one of the greatest disciplines you could ever learn. It's something that Jesus operated in day and night in perfection. Jesus was never head-led, emotion-led, feeling-led, need-led, opportunity-led. Come on, are y'all listening? He was always and only Spirit-led. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Somebody say always,
always.
And only
Spirit-led.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Spirit-led, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.